翻开撒母耳记下第五章。
Let's open to 2 Samuel chapter 5.
我们看到整个的以色列归向大卫。
We saw that the whole Israel turned to David.
我们看到这个是时机。
We saw this is actually an opportunity.
我们看到大卫等到这个时机。
David finally met this opportunity.
我们从第二节到第三节，我们一起来读。
Let's read from verse 2 to verse 3.
二战前，从前扫罗做我们王的时候，率领以色列人出入的
信，耶和华也
曾定与你说，你必牧养我们的民以色列，做以色列的君。于是以色列的长老都来到希伯伦见大卫，大卫在希伯伦耶和华面前与他们立约，他们就高大卫做以色列的王。这一个是大卫第三次被膏。
This is the third time David was anointed.
啊，第一次是撒母耳。
The first time was by Samuel.
第二次是在希伯伦的时候。
The second time was when he was in Hebron.
第三次是在这一个时候。
This is the third time.
啊，那么我们就看到最后这个在被膏的当中。
We see through the process of being anointed.
我们看虽然这个被膏的过程，这个只有延续，但不到80年。
So it was continued for less than 80 years.
南北两国就分裂了。
But the north and south kingdoms were divided.
这个以色列北国以后的北国呢，这些人呢啊，过到这个地方来做一个和立约的工作。
So the north kingdoms subsequently will come here to do the work of setting covenant or treaty.
不到八十年呢，我们看到又分裂了。
But after 80 years, the king's country became divided again.
但仍然神给大卫的后裔里面有400多年的延续。
But God gave the descendant of David 400 years.
但是这400多年的当中，神一直用他的爱要他的百姓归回。
And God continued to use His love to have His people turn back to Him.
很可惜，百姓忽略了神的作为。
And sadly, people ignore the works of the Lord.
因此在希伯来书里面还告诉我们一句很重要的话语。
That's why the book of Hebrew tells something very important.
他说我们如果忽略了这么大的救恩，怎么能够逃罪呢？
If we ignore such a great salvation, how can we escape?
表示呢，我们在整个的救恩的当中，很多的时候是忽略的。
So it means that in our salvation, we often ignore.
以色列人在这一个环节上面也给我们看到这个问题。
So in terms of their unity, we see in Israel as well.
所以我们更当注意到这一些问题。
So we need to be extra careful about these things.
到了第六节，大卫跟随他的人到了耶路撒冷。
So verse 6, the king and his men marched to Jerusalem.
要攻打住在那地方的耶布斯人。
To attack the Jebusites.
耶布斯人对大卫说，你若不赶出瞎子瘸子，必不能进这地方。
The other side said to David, if you will not get in here, even the blind, the lame can roll you off.
心想大卫大概进不去了。
They thought that David could not get in here.
这一句话的意思是什么呢？
What does this word mean?
他说耶路撒冷里面如果都是瞎子跟瘸子。
So in Jerusalem, if they were only blind and lame.
就是这一些人在看守，你们也攻不进来。
Even if they guard the fortress, you cannot come in.
因为他这个地方的地势里面呢，易守难攻。
So the way it's situated, it's hard to attack.
而且有水源。
It also has water resources.
是从山里面到山下的。
That came from the mountain.
我们知道耶路撒冷是在山上。
We know that Jerusalem is up in the hill.
因此呢，要把这一个耶路撒冷攻下来是很不容易。
So to bring down Jerusalem is not easy.
而有一部分是很陡峭的岩壁。
So some of it just happened to be a place for hiding.
所以当我们看到这个要攻上来的时候，看得清清楚楚。
So when people come to attack, they can see the enemies well.
因此呢，他们绝对认为他们攻不上来。
So a lot of people feel like it cannot be captured.
也就是因为如此，到了扫罗的年间，耶路撒冷没有办法收复。
那 because of this, Jerusalem cannot be restored.
我们看到整个从这个进入这个迦南地的时候
，We see that when they enter Canaan,
神的应许就在以色列当中。
That the promise of God was among the Israelites.
我们看到他们没有能力把这一些人赶进。
That they were not able to drive out all these people.
要不是他们有铁车。
Because they had chariots of iron.
就是他们所守的城邑里面易守难攻。
that the fortified cities were hard to capture.
但是我们没有想过说这么坚固的耶利哥城都倒了。
But we never thought about how even the stronghold of Jericho fell.
为什么这一些他们没有办法神应许给他们的，他们没有办法打破呢？
And how come they were not able to overcome these, even though it was promised to them?
多少时候我们在传福音的过程当中
，So many times when we are preaching the gospel,
我们都会吸取很多的教训。
We also bring up a lot of teachings.
这一块土地是硬土
，That this is a hard soil.
所以呢，很难传福音。
So it's very hard to preach the gospel.
第一个呢，先把它归类人生的状态。
So first we need to capture.
那我们看到很多很难攻打下来的。
We see a lot of places hard to capture.
甚至我们恐怕没有办法去面对的。
Even those we cannot face.
在神带领以色列的过程当中。
In the process God's leading Israel.
有哪一项不是神的手来做这样子的作为呢？
Was there anything that was not done by the hand of the Lord?
当我们看靠着自己的这个经验工作的时候
If we do things according to our own experience
我们经常会忽略了神的救恩
We ignore God's salvation
以至于呢我们得罪了耶和华
And hence we sin against the Lord
得罪了我们的神
Against our God
因为耶路撒冷有一个很天然的保障
Because Jerusalem has a natural fortified situation
纵然是很弱的人在那个地方把守也没有办法攻进去
So even the weakling who guard the city, it cannot be brought down.
然而大卫攻取西安的保障。
So that's why David captured the fortress of Zion.
第七节
Verse 7.
这个是第一次有出现西安这个名字。
That's the first time the word Zion came out.
我们常常讲西安山，西安山。
We often talk about Mountain Zion.
我们看到这一个呢是第一次讲到西安。
This is the first time he talks about Zion.
那么大卫攻取锡安的宝藏
Nevertheless, David captured the fortress of Zion
这也就是日后耶路撒冷这个圣殿所建造的那一个山丘叫做锡安山
So it was a hill that was built up in days later in Jerusalem
又叫做大卫城
It's also called the City of David
这个大卫城是一个整个耶路撒冷围起来的
So City of David is actually surrounded by the walls of
Jerusalem 在一个小山丘上面建造圣殿的地方那就是锡安山
So on a hill there was a temple that was built called this Mount Zion
这一个是第一次出现锡安这个名字在这个撒母耳记下第五章第七节
This is the first time this word came up in chapter 5 verse 7 of 2 Samuel
所以大卫在那个地方攻取了锡安的宝藏就是大卫的城
So David captured the fortress of Zion there the city of David
所以把这一个这个耶路撒冷也占领起来
So he took over Jerusalem.
那我们看到整个神给他一个在这一个很多的打仗当中的胜利。
So God gave him a lot of victories in all his wars.
不管摩押人、非利士人
whether it's Ammonites or
大卫
所造
的树无不胜利。
And he would drive them all the way out.
因为耶和华与大卫同在。
Because the Lord was with David.
这个是最大的重点。
This is the most important point.
那么耶和华与大卫同在。
And the Lord was with David.
使大卫能够在征战当中能够胜利
so that he could be victorious in wars
今天我们就怕呢征战胜利之后呢
but today we worry about when after we win the war
产生的一些问题
the problem that comes
第五章第十三节
in chapter 5 verse 13
我们看到令人失望的事情
the things that make people disappointed
那大卫离开了希伯伦之后呢
after David left Hebron
就在耶路撒冷里面又立后妃又生儿女
He took more concubines and wives in Jerusalem.
那么其实呢，这个并没有什么生儿育女，这并没有什么错。
There's nothing wrong to have more sons and daughters.
又立表示呢，再一次的。
Took more means again.
这一个呢，为什么呢？是一个令人失望的事情呢
Why is it something that's disappointing?
因为这是摩西律法里面加以禁止不可以的。
This is what the law of Moses forbid.
生命记第十七章里面讲到，不可为自己。多立嫔妃
So in Deuteronomy 17 says You're not supposed to take more concubines
为什么呢生命记已经把这一个原因讲出来
Because Deuteronomy already talked about the reasons for this
恐怕他们的心偏邪
So that their heart would depart or
多立嫔妃的时候心就偏邪
So when they have more concubines Their heart would depart from the Lord
哎呀这个嫔妃对我比较好那个嫔妃对我比较会有征战的那个问题
So maybe this concubine is nicer to me and So there will be division and impartiality.
什么时候会多立嫔妃呢？
So when will there set more concubines?
这就是国泰民安的时候。
That's only when there's a peace in the nation.
讲说是闲闲没事情做的时候。
So when there's nothing to do.
太闲的时候呢？
So when there's too much of、
哎、呀
idle times.
可能就有人谏言了。
So they have some viewpoints.
或许是大卫自己不敢讲，我们不知道。
Maybe David didn't dare to say it.
但是怎么样，他可能要叫别人讲。
Maybe he wanted other people to do it.
大卫就啊，这个好。
David said, "This is good."
或是说，哎，他就指定了。
So he would was appoint.
不管哪样的动机。
No matter what the motive was.
这一个已经违背了摩西的律法。
This is against the law of Moses.
为什么神很早就有这种看见
？Why God already saw this before?
已经把原因都讲出来。
Already talk about the reasons.
我们看，恐怕他偏于邪。
That he would depart. His heart would depart from the Lord.
当我们看到神在经常这一个平安之后呢，会再带一点苦难临到的时候。
So sometimes when there's a rest in the nation, that and God will bring some hardship.
啊，怕我们落入一个光景。
Because he is afraid that we will fall into a certain situation.
如果都觉得很平安的时候。
So when there's a rest.
哎呀，如果觉得都很在正这个渐渐成长的时候。
So when everything is growing.
啊，没有任何的这一个啊问题的时候。
When there's no problem.
我们的心就会怎么样，比较沉淀下来。
So our heart would slow down.
我们就不会积极的想要怎么样子去做一个福音的事工。
So our heart will not be stirred up to do the work of the gospel.
反正这样也可以嘛。
We say, oh, this is okay too.
反正我们都有在啊一年一年的成长嘛。
And say we are growing year by year.
啊，成长比较慢也没有关系，也在成长嘛。
And、it's okay if it's slower because we're still growing.
我们就不会很积极的想到说可能会发生的事情。
We will not be stirred up to think about things that may happen.
因为在平安的当中。
Because we are in rest.
大卫是如此。
David was the same too.
所罗门王也是如此。
Solomon was the same.
所有的国王里面基本都是如此。
All the kings were the same.
这难道不能给我们每一个人有一些教训吗？
Yeah, doesn't this teach us all something?
所以当很多的时候，我们看到说，神啊，为什么这个一而再、再而三的苦难又来了呢？
Sometimes we ask the Lord, why did the hardship come again and again?
我们已经讲过了，这苦难来临的时候，给我们有一个三个向度。
You see that when the hardship comes,He gives us something to think about, three things to think about.
第一个向度我们要往前想的是什么？
So what do we need to look forward to?
我们是不是犯罪得罪耶和华？
Have we sinned against the Lord?
所以神借着这个苦难带领我们归回。
So God uses hardship to bring us back to Him.
第二个向度是这一个苦难是所有的人都要受的。
So the second thing is that all men have to suffer.
因为我们居住在这个环境里头。
Because we live in this kind of environment.
温室效应造成海平面的升高。
So the plague and the disasters led to the sea level rise.
这个整个龙卷风来。
All the tornadoes.
整个问题来临。
All the problems came.
不会，我们都幸于免。
So that but not all will be destroyed.
一个病菌来临的时候，我们都会感冒。
So when the plague comes, people will get sick.
只有我们自己多加小心。
So that we'll be extra careful.
这一些。共同可能会临到的苦难。
So these are the suffering we believe with unbelievers together.
我们也要很注意。
We have to be careful.
因为呢，这些苦难也是神给我们的警惕。
So these hardships is also warning from the Lord.
是不是多处必有饥荒、地震、瘟疫呢
？So does it mean that there must be famine and disasters and plagues?
是不是神提醒我们他来的日子快近了，我们要苏醒呢
？So is God telling us that He's coming soon that we need to be alert?
第三就是神厌重我。
Three, God, because He
would favor upon us. So
when He gives us a hardship,
we need
to give thanks.
Because
not everybody is looked upon with favor.
So when we
look upon by
favor, so it doesn't
mean that everybody has to suffer. It's not because we have sinned.
那么我现在这个的当中的时候呢
？So if I'm in this situation,
神验证我
，God looks upon me with favor.
表示我这一个人要成为神贵重的器皿。
That I'm going to become a precious vessel for the Lord.
因此呢，当苦难或多或少临到的时候
，So whether there's a lot or little hardship,
我们不应该放在苦难的过程当中。
We do not just look at the hardship itself.
我们应该要看到苦难的来源跟背后。
We should look at its background, its origin.
使我们的生命里面受到严格的管教。
So our life may be disciplined.
使我们的肉体不 不业只有在安逸的当中。
So our flesh will not rest.
使我们在这个安逸的里面，我们会勒紧腰带里面往前行。
So that we will bind our waist and move forward.
第五章二十二节。
Chapter 5 verse 22.
非利士人又上来。
Once more, the Philistines came up.
布散在利法因谷。
And spread out in the valley of Rephaim.
我们看到这一次呢，非利士来临。
So this time the Philistine came.
非利士有打败了，又再来。
Even though they were defeated, they came again.
22节我们看到有两次。
We see it twice.
这两次呢，我们就看到了神给大卫的一个方法。
So we see that God gave it a problem.
表示呢，跟敌人作战的时候不能墨守成规。
So God gave me an answer, so we cannot just sit there silently.
征战的时候呢，不能墨守成规。
So we can just sit there silently.
第一次。
First time.
打赢了。
And we win.
第二次。
The second time.
神叫他绕到前面的这个桑树前面去。
So God told him to circle around the balsam tree.
当有这个桑树在烧，这个桑树烧上有脚步的声音，这个是记号。
So when there's a marching sound on top of the balsam tree, that's a sign.
我们看到神一直在看着大卫。
We see that David, God kept looking at David.
大卫在征战的当中，他经常询问神。
In his wars, in his fights, he often inquired of the Lord.
可不可以追？
Can we go?
可不可以上去打？
Can we go fight?
是要保守呢，因为守着耶路撒冷就可以了。
Should we just defend Jerusalem?
攻不下，他们就自然会跑了。
So if they cannot attack it, they would
flee. 或是攻久攻不下的时候，他就开城门出去攻击了。
So maybe in a long war, extended war, we can go out and attack them.
征战是有策略的。
So there are strategies in wars.
那么这些策略里面不是凭着他作战的经验。
So it's not according to his own experience.
大卫在这一个。东奔西跑的当中，他的作战经验何等丰富。
David had a lot of experience in all his experience going to do different wars.
但他要不要去打的时候，他竟然还得问耶和华。
But before he goes to war, he still had to inquire of the Lord.
尊重神的权力。
To honor the Lord's sovereignty.
那我们看到，当这一个第六章的时候
，We see in chapter six.
我们看到大卫做错了一件事情。
We saw that David did something wrong.
他的好意。
He had a good will.
但是呢，他没有洞察神的心意。
But he did not examine or consider God's will.
好意要把耶柜赢回来。
And he had a good will to bring back the ark.
但却没有详查律法书。
Did not study the book of law.
难怪他会多立嫔妃。
And that's why he took more concubines.
敬畏神是一回事。
So one thing is to honor the Lord.
不明白神的律法是一回事。
Then it's another thing not to understand the laws of the Lord.
我们可以说当时律法不是那么发达。
We could say that at that time the laws were not common.
不像我们现在有一本圣经，我们随时可以读。
It's not like a Bible we have now. We can just read anytime.
这一些当时是用羊皮卷。
At that time, they were written in sheep scroll.
没有这么好的灯光。
So they don't have such good lighting like we do.
啊，当时都是什么？蜡烛啦，或油灯啊。
So they use oil lamp or candles.
啊，穷一点的都用萤火虫啊。
So maybe the poor have to use insects.
不然只能用白天来读啊。
So otherwise have to read during the daytime.
但有在征战的过程当中，没有太多的开始立定下来教导这些。
So in the beginning, they didn't spend a lot of effort try to teach these things.
所以有一个好意要把耶柜赢回来。
So even though he had a good will to bring back the ark,
但却没有真正按照神的方法。
But did not do it according to God's ways.
他怎么会打造一个新车呢
？So why would he create a new car?
其实这也是好意。
Even though it was a good will.
这个车从来没有拉过什么。
Because this new car did not do anything before.
带过稻草啦。
Or may have gone through the straw.
带过一些垃圾啦。
Or maybe some of the muddy areas.
然后再来赢耶柜，这怎么可以呢？
So wouldn't it be okay?
心里想的都是好的。
So in his heart, they thought of good.
打造一个新车。
And buying new cars.
那么这个可能跟非利士人用牛车来拉约柜，是不是有些相关呢
？And it's similar to the way Philistine drew the cart of ox.
是不是大卫曾经听人家这么样讲，所以他也这么样做呢
？It's because David heard of this before. That's why he did the same way.
严格讲起来，那时候的祭司不知道干什么。
So strictly speaking, the priests didn't know what they were doing.
那时候不是没有祭司。
It's not like there were no priests back then.
可能在颠沛流离当中，这个祭司是世袭的嘛。
So it's possible during all the fleeing, the priests stopped doing the work.
世袭是世袭，但是律法没有办法世袭啊。
But the law still never stops.
你还得要去熟知律法的律法书啊。
You still have to keep the laws and the book of law.
或者是碍于前面他是王，我不好意思跟他讲。
Maybe because he is a king, they did not.
这些都有可
能。
那我们看到呢，这一个大卫迎耶柜呢，他不是用耶和华的方法。
So David brought the ark back, did not use the way of the Lord.
那他是用怎么样？他自己的好意。
He used his own will.
啊，就找了乌撒跟他的兄弟。
Found his Uzzah, his brother.
啊，打造了一个新车。
He made a new car.
然后去运耶柜。
And to bring back the ark.
就我们看到牛失前蹄。
We saw that the ark stumbled.
耶柜差点翻倒下来。
The ark almost fell.
那么乌撒就去怎么样？去保护耶柜。
So Uzzah reached out and tried to protect the ark.
神因为乌撒去触摸耶柜，就击杀了乌撒。
Because Uzzah touched the ark, God killed him.
这个给我们想到一个很特别的。
So we see this something special here.
耶柜在征战的以利征战的当中，被他的两个孩子抬出去。
So during the Eli's time in the war, his two sons took out the ark.
是没有问神。
They did not ask the Lord.
做错事把耶柜抬出去。
They did something wrong and brought out the ark of God.
神并没有马上击杀那些扛抬的人。
But God did not strike them down right away.
但是我们看到。他看让整个什么耶柜被夺去
，But he actually saw that the ark was taken captured by those
things. 成为一个战利品放在大坤庙的里面。
And that it was a place in the temple of Dagon.
我们看到耶柜他自己会保护自己。
We see the ark will protect itself.
是不是这样子呢
？Is it that?
如果耶柜倒下来了
，So if the ark falls,
当时他被抬去的时候，他都能够保护自己在敌营的当中。
He was able to protect itself even in the camp of the enemy.
何况是小小的事情。
How about it's little things like this?
耶柜到任何地方时候，有人想要怎么样看这个耶柜。
And people try to peek into the ark.
神就在那个地方击杀。
And God also struck them down.
放在大坤庙里面，所有非利士人都长痔疮。
So when the ark was in the temple of the Dagon, they all had tumors.
耶柜都能够保护自己，为什么还要人的手去保护呢
？So the ark can protect itself. Why does it need man?
这就告诉我们，神是不可侵犯的。
Means that God cannot be despised.
不是不可侵犯那个耶柜。
Cannot be mocked. Cannot be the mark. Cannot be mocked.
是不可侵犯耶和华的命令。
So cannot mock God's commands.
因此呢，我们看到乌撒。来抚摸耶柜的问题
So we see the problem of Uzzah touching the ark
是违背了这一个神的命令
It's against God's command
因为乌撒并不是一个利未人
Because Uzzah was not a Levite
他也不是个祭司
He was not a priest
他怎么可以去抚摸耶柜
How could he touch the ark or carry the ark
那么我们看到这一个呢纵然我们不没有按照神的方法去行的时候
So if we don't do things according to the way of the Lord
我们的肉体身体没有马上被击杀
Our flesh may not be struck down right away
但我们看见我们的灵因为不遵守神的律法也慢慢的被消灭
But because our spirit is not in the law of the Lord it will actually be
空有一个身体以及空有一个信仰
So it will be an empty faith and empty ceremony
没有神与我们的
But there's no presence of the Lord with us.
这个是我们从这个第六章里面我们要看到的。
This is what we see in chapter 6.
因此呢，我们看到之后呢，三个月之后呢。
So we see 3 months later.
我们看到整个大卫再也不用这个牛车来搬运这个约柜。
Now we saw David did not use the cart and the oxen to bring the ark back.
看见呢，他开始熟读这律法书。
So you saw that he started to read the book of the law.
必须要用怎么样？这一个祭司来扛抬。
That he needed a priest to carry the ark.
那么大卫呢，穿着细麻布的这个以弗德。
And David was wearing a linen ephod.
这个以弗德呢，啊，这一个并不是说一定是祭司在穿的。
The ephod doesn't have to be worn by a priest.
也不是说这个细麻布里面的当做以弗德的时候呢，不代表大卫是祭司。
Doesn't mean also it's a linen that David was a priest.
之后我们看到呢，大卫献祭，这个祭物是他献的。
So later on we saw him making offerings, but this was offering made by him.
他主持的。
And also was
不是他在那个主里做这样的工作。
It's not because he's doing the work in the Lord.
因为他是个王，他在当中。
Because he's a king among it.
所以在第七章的时候，我们看到 这一些呢都是在这个敬拜的当中，并不是大卫自己所献的。
So we see in chapter 7 also is doing his worship, not because his own personal offering.
免得我们在看的时候哦，以为这个大卫怎么可以献祭？
Otherwise, we will mistakenly think that how could David make sacrifices?
扫罗自己献祭，神都这个不喜欢的，大卫怎么献祭
？If Saul was dishonored the Lord by sacrificing, how about David?
讲到大卫献燔祭跟平安祭。
You ever talk about David offered sacrifice of fellowship and burnt offering?
就像说告诉啊以色列的百姓，你们要献燔祭跟平安祭。
Telling the people of Israelites that they need to offer burnt offering and fellowship offerings.
百姓献上燔祭跟平安祭。
That the people have to sacrifice burnt offering and fellowship offerings.
不代表百姓自己上去献祭。
But it doesn't mean they themselves make the sacrifice.
那个意思是大卫献上燔祭跟平安祭。
Also same meaning that when David finished sacrificing the burnt offering and fellowship
offerings. 代表大卫自己亲自去献祭代替祭司。
Doesn't mean he personally substituted for the priest and did these things himself.
第七章之后呢，我们看到大卫想要建造殿。
In chapter 7 we see that David wanted to build the temple.
啊，这些话语在讲的时候，好像耶和华告诉他不用建了。
So the words here seems like God told him you don't need to build a temple for me.
这些话语的告诉说你不能建。
But actually says that David cannot build the temple.
我要让你的后裔来建。
I want to let your descendants build the temple.
这主要是大卫在征战的过程当中杀的人太多。
It's because through the war he shed too much blood.
那我们看到第七章第二十五节里头。
We see in chapter 7 verse 25.
耶和华神啊，求你应许仆人和仆人家的话。
Oh, now Lord God, keep forever promise you have made.
求你坚定。
Do as you promised.
直到永远。
Forever.
照你所说的而行。
So that your name will be great forever.
整个第七章里面。
So in chapter 7,
我们礼拜五晚上再来提。
We'll talk about it in Friday night.
整个第七章里面是一个合神心意的祷告。
So in chapter 7, it's a prayer according to the heart of the Lord.
我们要看看保罗怎么祷告。
We all want to see also how Paul prayed.
我们看耶稣怎么祷告。
We see how Jesus prayed.
我们来看大卫他怎么祷告。
We also see how David prayed.
这一些都是合神心意的祷告。
All these are the prayers after the heart of the Lord.
跟我们的祷告有很大的差别。
It's very different from our prayers.
因此呢，我们必须要回到大卫的那种合神心意的祷告里头。
That's how we need to return to David's prayer, where it's after.
信心的动机，照你所说的事。
So it is that his faith is according to the word promised to him.
因为祷告所产生出来的态度。
And the attitude that comes from the prayer.
照你所说的而行。
According to what you have promised.
它的果效也是照着耶和华所说的而行。
So the effect also from what the Lord has promised.
第八章的时候，我们看到各国呢都把金银啊这个送来。
So we see in chapter 8 that all the nations brought silver and gold.
大卫将这些器皿献给耶和华。
And David dedicated all these articles to the Lord.
表示呢，我们看到神他是值得我们尊重的。
So we see that God is worth our honoring.
不是大卫，哎呦，我这个太多了，我拿一点给耶和华。
It's not like David said, I have enough, I'll give some to the Lord.
我们看到是分别为圣，放在这个耶和华的面前。
But he consecrated these articles before the Lord.
以至于当建殿的时候，这个耶和华的殿中。
So when he was building the temple,
有这些金的器皿是代表什么呢
？What are these articles?
是代表一个人的心真正愿意献给神。
Is it someone's heart willing to offer sacrifice to the Lord?
你的财宝在哪里，你的心就在哪里。
Where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be.
因为财物经常是怎么样影响我们心态。
Because the treasures often affect our hearts.
当我们很乐意的把财物献上的时候
，So when we're really willing to give the treasure to the Lord,
啊，不是代表我献多少
，It's not how much you give.
是代表我对神的那个心意有多少
，It represents how much of your will you want to sacrifice.
表示呢，你献出来的是不是合乎神所喜悦的
？And also, whatever you sacrifice is according to the heart of the Lord.
没有一个人知道
，No one knows.
也没有一个人能够判断。
And no one can judge.
谁能够判断
？Who can judge?
只有神知道。
Only God knows.
所以你所献上的或多或少
，How much you offered?
是代表你对神的心态。
represent your attitude to God.
没有一个人，任何人能够来评断你。
And no one can judge you.
啊，你献的太少。
You offer too little.
哎呀，你这么有钱，你献那么少。
And how come you're so wealthy? You offer so little.
你这么穷，你不要献了。
And you're so poor, you don't need to make offering.
这都不是人能够判定。
It's not something for men to judge.
这是代表你自己的心态。
This is your own attitude.
因此呢，只有神最了解你献的够或是不够。
Only God knows whether you offer enough or not.
大卫把这些器皿放在神的府库当中，分别为圣出来。
So King David dedicated these articles or consecrated before the Lord.
我们看到从第八章里面看到大卫所控管的一些范围越来越大。
We also see also in chapter 8 that the area of his control becomes bigger and bigger.
到第八章十七节的时候，我们看见两个祭司长的成立。
So we saw in chapter 8 verse 17 that there were two head of priests that were set.
十七节，亚述图的儿子这个沙都和亚比亚他的儿子亚西米勒做祭司长。
So Zadok, a son of Ahitub, and Ahimelech, a son of Abiathar, were priests.
希莱亚做书记。
Seraiah was secretary.
我们知道亚比亚他呢，这个他的父亲呢，这个所有的祭司呢，啊，七十几个人都被扫罗给杀了。
We saw that Abiathar and his brethren priests were all killed by Saul.
他们是来自于以利那一系列的。
They came from the sect of Eli.
那么以利呢，却不是这一个亚伦的后裔。
But Eli was not descendant of Aaron.
我们看到呢。整个最后我们看到亚伦的后裔沙都在这里出来。
We see at the end that the Sadducees came from Aaron's descendants.
当时在四世纪的时候，权力怎么转移的，圣经并没有交代清楚。
So how the power was transferred in the book of Judges was not clear.
可能在一个非常的时期。
Maybe in a very special circumstance.
有一些的祭司。
And some priests.
那么在这个时期过去了以后呢，神要把这一个正确的方法再一次回来。
After that period has gone, God wants to use the right way, show the right way again.
因此呢，我们就看到有两个祭司长了起来。
That's how we see these two high priests that were ordained.
这表示呢，有一个慢慢将要下去。
Meaning one will also gradually.
这当然，我们从在历代治下的时候，我们慢慢在看的时候，我们就可以看得出来。
We see in the Second Chronicle.
啊，我们就看到整个的这个所罗门王要登位的时候。
We see when Solomon was about to succeed the throne.
这个亚西米勒呢就压错宝了。
So the Ahimelech took the wrong fortress.
那么沙都呢就压对了正确的一个方向。
But Sadu took the right place.
我们求神帮助我们在整个的过程的当中，给我们走在一个正确的一个真理当中。
We pray to the Lord through this whole process that we walk in the right place.
使我们在这个世代里面明白真理。
So we can understand the truth in this generation.
哎呀，今天我们的这个总统呢，宣布他自己同意同性恋这个结婚。
President Obama declared his own position on a gay marriage.
今年的总统大选非常的难。
So this year's election is very difficult.
一个是对真理不清楚，说有去教会的总统。
So one was a president who did not understand truth and went to all different religions.
他的身份是不是基督徒
？So cannot declare himself as Christian.
如果说他是基督徒，他也同意同性恋结婚的时候，那他是糊涂。
So if he were a Christian and agreed to homosexuality, then he must be confused.
另一个总统候选人呢，不是基督徒。
But then the contestant also is not a Christian.
但是道德要求的操守非常高。
But his morality and ethics were very high.
他是异教徒，不但是异教徒，是异端。
So he not only a heretic, but also believes in heresy.
Mormon.
He's a Mormon.
很难选。
So it's very difficult.
到底要选异端。
So should we pick heresy?
还是选一个怎么样？一个说是有去教会的这个总统，但是不按真理而行的。
How about pick a person who goes to church but does not work according to the truth?
求神真是给我们智慧。
May Lord give us wisdom.
求神保守我们所居住的美
国。May the Lord keep this country that we live in. Let's pray.
天父，求主你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, may you help us.
透过你的话语。
Through your word.
让我们在这苦难的当中。
In this hardship.
看见神你的恩典。
We can see your grace.
让我们在平安的过程当中。
So in peace.
不要忽略神你的救恩。
Do not ignore the salvation.
主啊，你与我们同在。
Lord, may you be with us.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.